This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I guess, John, as far as on the field, action around the weekend, what do you think is the non-Texans, non-Deshaun Watson, what was your biggest takeaway or biggest story for you from the preseason this weekend?
Cowboys had 17 penalties. The Steelers have a quarterback controversy because they played Kenny Pickett in the second half, and he had two touchdowns, and he looked really good, back up against backups. But everybody in Pittsburgh wants Pickett to be the starter, and that's up to Mike Tomlin. But at some point, maybe early in the season, I believe Kenny Pickett will be the starter there, and people will get behind him big time since he's from Pitt, and they love it.
Pickett is a big one. Zach Wilson's injury, which initially the tweets were 2 to 4 weeks. It's a meniscus issue. But now I saw John yesterday. I can't remember which. It might have been Rappaport that tweeted this. I think it was that. And we remember this from when Clowney had the meniscus issue. There's two ways to fix a meniscus. There's either you kind of shave off part of it and you get back on the field right away, or you actually repair it, but then you're gone for a much longer time. I guess they're going to wait and see once they get in there what the best thing is to do with Zach Wilson, because I do know that the process that gets you on the field much quicker is one where you can only do that so many times with a meniscus before it gets real bad. So we'll wait and see, but it sounds like, at least according to one of the reports that I saw yesterday from Ian Rappaport, that it's not definite yet that they're doing the procedure that gets him back on the field quickly. It's kind of a wait and see issue, which, look, John, Zach Wilson needs as much time on the field as he can get, not only because he stunk last year, but he's got all these new weapons that he's got to build chemistry with. It's a big blow to the Jets.
I think whatever they can do to try to get him on the field for the opener, that's what they got to do. I don't care what they do to him. He's not coming back before 2 weeks. The quickest recovery I've ever seen, the playoffs, I think it was 07, the Chargers, Phillip Rivers. He had a scope on his knee, and he played 2 weeks later, and he played the whole game.
Yeah.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, and John, you do a lot of radio in Nashville, so we'd be remiss not to mention Malik Willis. Had a couple highlight plays. The numbers weren't eye-popping. I think 6 of 11 for 107 yards, 5 carries, 38 yards. But he had a couple plays that wound up on SportsCenter. Doesn't mean he should be starting for the Titans, but we know the drumbeat is going to continue up in Nashville if Ryan Tannehill doesn't recover from that awful playoff performance he had and Malik Willis continues to do things in these preseason games. It's the collar's going to get a little tight for Ryan Tannehill up there in Nashville, will it not?
Well, there's no pressure on him at all, no. I mean, he knows he's a starter, and Malik Willis is not even close to being an NFL quarterback. In fact, Mike Vrabel was critical of him for not throwing the ball quicker or where it needed to go, and everybody thought he would praise him. And I go back to the Patriot way.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw it here with Bill O'Brien. They just don't praise rookies. So Malik Willis is a long way from playing. They profess their love for Tannehill because they have to love Tannehill. And the best thing for Ryan Tannehill would be Derrick Henry to stay healthy for the whole season.
Yeah. Lovey would have praised him, John. Lovey would have heaped praise on Malik Willis.
I like that. I love that Lovey Smith does that for rookies.
I do too. It's a better vibe, man. It's a better vibe. All right. So there we go. Our next podcast will drop on Friday of this week as we will get you ready. It's a Friday night game coming up this week. The latest kickoff time in the history of the preseason for the Houston Texans is this Friday in Los Angeles against the Rams, 9:00. You going to be good to go for a 9:00 kickoff, John?
I'll take a nap and I'll be good to go. And one of the things I like when I retired from the Chronicle is I don't have to travel anymore. I learned during the pandemic, I can learn just as much having my TV and my computer in front of me. And I'm excited about seeing the Rams. They were not going to be playing Matthew Stafford, of course. I'm guessing they'll hold out some of their veterans, but they are the Super Bowl champion, and it is one of it is in the greatest stadium in the NFL, so it's going to be fun to see the Texans take the next step in their development of so many players.
Nice. Yeah, it'll be good. Second preseason game. Again, the preseason. Texans have all their preseason games jammed into a 12-day period. It's wild. So it'll be the Rams on Friday, and then the following Thursday, they close things out at home against the San Francisco 49ers.